Hello, we have three cards for June 14th and 15th, 2022, and they are, unfortunately, the Two of Swords reversed, the King of Coins reversed, and the Page of Coins reversed. Heads up, when the cards say read the fine print, they're not screwing around, but someone is. We rarely see the King of Coins reversed, which is a good thing. We are talking about money here, and someone may be squandering yours, or their kid's child support, or trust and college funds, or all of the above. The King of Pentacles in the reverse is what they call a gold digger, male or female, and they've probably been through a few wives or husbands, and their money too. The Two of Swords, Aquarius, Libra, Gemini is today in the reverse, and not helping. This is the card of turning a blind eye, featuring the blindfolded human, swords crossed over her heart protectively. Hoodwinked may be a more appropriate word today, and here's how Merriam-Webster Dictionary uses it in a sentence. Hoodwinked, definition, deceived or tricked. As in, bankers lied to the fearful and easily hoodwinked public about the threat of our financial system collapsing. So there you have it. The best thing about these cards is that there are no major arcana. It's only money, after all. And an entertaining and fun fact about the reversed King of Coins or Pentacles is that, in a health reading, this reversed king is angry. And suppressed anger is said to cause cancer. And this card specifically means liver cancer. But we're here for delicious coffee and hopefully something interesting. I find it on the After Tarot version of the Page of Coins or Pentacles, the same suit of Earth as the King, but possibly someone in a junior position. The two of the same suit could be related or work for the same company or even the family business. But the usually studious and interested Page of Coins in the reverse is the immature side of this card. The After Tarot shows a healthy-looking page who looks big for his age to me, but probably because he or she seems to be handing their golden pentacle to a small bearded troll with a leaf on his head. He wears yellow pants and an orange vest, his red shoes pointed to match his ears. It's a strange one for sure. It does look like a grape leaf on his head, though, which is a clue. Grapes are symbols of wealth and abundance in the tarot, so perhaps this troll is onto something. But this is no time to contemplate trolls, fairies, or other diversions. Losing interest, literally, physically, or emotionally, in your job or another human. I drew these cards from the Wild Unknown deck, the King and the Page being Father and Son of Pentacles, respectively. Represented by two deer, the Father's seven-point rack of rainbow-colored horns are mature and strong, while the four-pointed little horns of the Son are pure white. Aww. In the reverse, they have their backs to each other. The King of Coins of the After Tarot is, as usual, sitting on his outdoor throne in his vineyard, but on this version of this card of the boss, landlord, or banker, general contractor, mogul, music producer, marketing director, banker, professional sports team owner, all of whom are represented by the King of Coins, is stroking his pet bull. He's bullish. This could be a stalemate between two people in a relationship with an age difference. Now, impayment is a good word to describe this picture. Someone may owe you money or your child money, but surprise, they're broke. You've been hoodwinked.